Dr. Dumakin said the over 200 abducted girls and many other victims of terrorism could have been relatives of anyone, stressing that Nigerians should stop apportioning blames and assist government in addressing the security challenges in the country, alluding to alleged claims by one of the escaped girls that she was raped 15 times by different men. Dr. Dumakin expressed the fear that the girls would have been seriously abused and might even return with pregnancies or sexually transmitted diseases like HIV/AIDS. The activist therefore called on government to set up special trauma center and other services where the girls will be treated and rehabilitated should they return alive. In a paper entitled Improving Access to Maternal Health Care, Dr. Dumakin called for an all-inclusive program involving input of stakeholders such as government and individuals in planning and providing healthcare services for the citizens.
There are some avoidable and preventable deaths. So the role of stakeholders in ensuring that we do not record unnecessary death of our pregnant mothers, our children that are below 5 years.
The forum noted with utmost concern the declining achievements in the country's record in child and maternal rate, as 1 million women and children reportedly die every year from preventable causes. A program manager, Ms. Norborn Thompson, listed factors responsible for the deaths to include poverty among the people, death of primary health care centers, and people's beliefs which prevent them from seeking health care during pregnancy. He, however, announced that federal government had provided lots of incentives to assist pregnant women.
The provision of this Shopee-branded PHC-free drug for them to utilize services that is being provided.
Contributing, a chief executive of an NGO, Mrs. Remy Akemade, suggested that people in different communities should be educated on delivery and other pregnancy-related issues to reduce fatalities, especially where hospitals are not close by.
What does it mean to them, safe motherhood? How in the past are they ensuring that mother survives? Where do they go? Why are there increased incidents of maternal morbidity and mortality?
They also called on government to sensitize the people on free blood donation so that pregnant women whose spouses could neither donate nor buy blood would still be treated. The workshop was put together by the Development Communications Network, aimed at achieving zero child and maternal death in Nigeria. I am Innocent Onoh.